new pussycat.
When I was a tinker in Ireland,
thou hast disturbed our sport.
Ohatmu or Not covers the official handbook of the Marvel Universe Deluxe Edition, an encyclopedia series published from 1985 to 1988 by Marvel Comics. And we cover it with several panelists with little to no knowledge of the Marvel Universe, giving their first impressions of each character, its look, concept, and story. Warning, listener discretion is advised. Ohatmu or Not is a proud member of the Fire and Water Podcast Network. This is your host, Siskoid, and with me today are...
Isabel!
Natalie!
Jose, shotgun!
Tiger Shark to Titanium Man.
Tiger Shark. Todd Arliss was a champion Olympic swimmer and a very kind and happy-go-lucky guy. But then he injured his back and legs while rescuing a drowning man. He found help in Dr. Lemuel Dorcas, an evil marine biologist. Who promised to make him swim again by crossing his DNA with a tiger shark's. Todd was now super strong and tough, could swim at 60 miles per hour, and breathe underwater, though he needs to wear a special suit that keeps him hydrated when out of the water. The experiment also made him a cold-blooded killer with a lust for battle. Yeah. Dr. Dorcas wanted to use him to commit crimes, but he was impossible to control and mostly fought Prince Namor over the years, but the Avengers as well. He's become very lonely, and the attentions of a beautiful woman have been shown to curb his rage. Pictured swimming with orcas without the mask, throwing a boulder at Namor, ripping a tree out of the ground, and swinging a whale at another.
Jesus Christ.
Swinging a whale. I just processed what you said.
That's bad whale design. I don't like it.
Oh, the teeth. The teeth on those whales.
I don't like it.
I mean, they're not.
Why is it like that?
They're not that bad. At least they didn't give
look at them.
They really do look like the Pinocchio whale.
Yeah.
Like the cartoon, typical cartoon whales, and I don't like it. Whales are gentle.
I will defend the artists of the era that they didn't have.
They hadn't discovered whales yet.
They didn't have as much photo reference as you might now because of the internet.
I agree. If you're drawing a whale from memory, I would not do a good job.
It's not even memory. It's someone telling you, well, yeah, it has teeth and like a big mouth, but the nose is up top.
The best classic comics artists can draw anything because they're illustrators first. But some people have some weaknesses, such as
marine
cetaceans.
The teeth on the right are better looking.
No, they're not.
Yes, but we're talking about tiger shark.
Okay. Well, talking about that picture with the whales with the terrible teeth.
No butts.
No butts. Yes.
The butt is bad.
It's very flat. It's to swim faster, you see.
Oh, that's fair, I guess.
No friction.
Although there's a lot of friction with all of the
spikes
yeah, and teeth everywhere.
Spikes.
I don't understand it.
I hate the spikes. Because you just know that's unpleasant.
Oh, without it, it could probably swim at like 70, 80 miles an hour, but no, he has to have some sort of spikes thing.
Wouldn't it make sense if the spikes were
on the
other direction, so it would be like with the way he's swimming?
Oh, shush.
Yeah,
they not have a reference?
He only swims backwards.
Oh, okay.
That would be awful.
That's the opposite of a shark.
So what's his body and what's a costume?
Okay.
It's all costume.
No.
Yes.
No, if you look down here, you can see the swimsuit kind of cuts at the butt, so the legs are bare.
No. Look, his face is flesh-colored, is what they call flesh-colored, and this is orange. It's a suit.
Because tiger sharks
he's
are gotta orange.
He's got to wear a suit to keep hydrated. It's
a
suit.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a full suit.
He's too bulky to be like a swimmy kind of guy.
That's right. Yeah. You're right.
How tall is he?
6'1".
I guess he's the right height, though.
That's why he has a fin on top of his head. He's like, I just want to be 6'5".
But that's the thing. It's not on his head. If you look at the picture on second page, it's on its back.
It's coming from the back.
But it's also in the wrong direction again.
I hate the fin.
Oh my god! I
fucking hate it.
The back fin is in the wrong direction. What the hell?
The creator, I love your effort, but
no, I don't.
No, okay, like the effort was there, but like
real talk, just from an experience I just had a few minutes ago. I'm currently wearing a claw clip in my hair, and just being in the car with this. I have to constantly, like, you can't lean your head back, Nat, you're gonna hit this.
And it's very dangerous. Do not wear claw clips in cars.
I cannot imagine existing with this thing on my back / head.
He needs to wear the suit all the time for hydration, is what you're saying.
Does he have, like, a casual suit that does not have, like, a fin?
Or ugly?
Oh, that would be so annoying to walk around with.
I mean, he doesn't have to wear the suit underwater, obviously.
Guys, imagine if there's a wind. And it just flaps in the wind.
Like a waving inflatable arm, man.
Oh, that's awful. But like even the zigzag in the chest.
Yeah.
It's very funny. I love the idea that it's just like, is like it supposed tip to fin to penis.
Yes.
Just
like, is it to it, like look like a tiger?
Yes.
But like
shark. Tigers don't look like that.
No.
Tiger sharks.
Tiger sharks are striped.
Not like this.
So what
zigzags? Are they zigzagged like?
I wish that whole suit was just this gray blue.
Yeah.
It would look less ridiculous.
But tigers are orange.
No, they're not.
I do think if the suit was that gray and it had like orange accents to it, maybe. I think that could be fun. Like if
you
it
call
was
it gray, but that's kind of a purple.
Okay.
It's purple?
It's purple? Oh, that really looks gray to me.
If it was like that color, but it had like tiger stripes on the arms or something, I feel like that could have been cool. I don't think this is.
I feel bad for the guy. Like, he was...
Yeah, he was a nice dude. And now he's like, well, I guess I'm evil now. Thank you, dork.
With rage issues.
I mean, that's what I wanted to be when I grew up. An evil marine biologist.
And, like, the thing is, the fact that the only thing that will calm him is a pretty lady.
Yeah, I kind of hate that. I do kind
of
hate
is
that.
Is it... He's supposed to be, like, a sort of beastly creature?
He just needs
like
his... Manic Pixie Dream Girl.
Yeah.
Are you volunteering?
No.
What's his powers again? I've completely forgotten.
Swimming. Shark.
Big shark.
Swinging whales.
Like a shark.
Strength, swim,
shark.
Breathe underwater.
Like then why shark is he pulling out a tree?
The tree was in the water. I don't know.
Is it a water tree?
Well, he can also breathe air.
Yeah, he needs to get on land sometimes to do things.
Although, no, he's against air and outside of water, so he gets... Gets rid of trees.
Kills trees.
Yes, yes.
Now we're thinking. Yeah, that's good.
There's that's an even chance that that's a rock underwater.
I can see it.
But you said tree earlier.
Yeah. Well, I assumed.
He has the same kind of terrible eyebrows as Namor had, but thicker.
Yeah.
The very, like, triangular. He has an angry face. Like.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And I'm sad about it.
And, like, I know it's not in his control, but his neck is the same size as his head. And I kind of hate it.
Well, he needs to have, a wide neck to support that huge fin.
Especially if there's wind.
I mean, listen, he compensates for something with that fin.
Yeah, did you see the bulge?
No, because there's none and no butt.
Tiger shark, hot or not?
No.
Disappointing.
No. I don't think the procedure was worth it.
No.
It's so sad.
I mean, as much as it's sad that he couldn't swim anymore, I think maybe it's better to not be able to swim.
And I mean, like, when you say he couldn't swim, like, there's a difference between not being able to swim and not being able to compete.
Yeah. Like, for
he can't compete now. He's,
no, he can't compete either way.
Exactly. So what was his... that was a bad decision, buddy.
Maybe he got scammed.
Yeah. Maybe.
You don't believe in a guy that's called Dorcas or whatever. That's a mistake.
He's got Orca in his name.
Yes, but also the word dork. I can't get past that. I can't.
Part of me is like, there must have been other option than tiger shark.
Like, that's a lot of sharks.
His octopus. DNA was crossed with a tiger shark. So are you saying a better option from the science perspective?
Yeah, like, I don't know, a white shark? A great white?
No, we should find octopus? A nice whale. What's a nice whale? Like a
big fin whale?
A beluga?
Beluga?
I like orca.
It's not a great supervillain name.
Orcas are cool.
No, but then he would be nice.
Or orcas.
Yeah.
Killer whales.
Killer whales.
See, there you go.
There's already an orca.
He's got a blue gun and just... Oh.
Yes, 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 absolutely.
But he shoots love because that's fun. Oh. He's a nice man.
I'm very disappointed because I love sharks.
Yeah, sharks
but
are awesome.
This sucks.
It is disappointing.
I can't get over the center part.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
It's so bad.
It really is.
Look at my lack of dick.
It kind of just looks like sound waves.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, like this.
Yeah, like this podcast right now. You got a tiger by the tail. Hold on, tiger sharks. Tiger sharks. The first spaceship with a sail. And hold on, tiger sharks. Tiger sharks.
Tigra.
Well, that's a tiger.
So biologist Greer Nelson...
Another biologist.
That's a common... participated in an experiment to unlock a human's full physical and mental potential. And turning against the evil investors in the experiment who wanted to create an army of female warriors, she fought them as the Cat. Hellcat later basically took her design. Her last mission as the Cat involved the Cat People, a race of humanoid felines that evolved in Europe in the Middle Ages... And it ended with her mystically transformed, thanks to an amulet, into the Cat People's legendary warrior, Tigra. Mm. She eventually joined the West Coast Avengers, and when her cat personality started to make her erratic, she went back to the Cat People, who integrated her two halves more fully, which made her furrier and gave her a tail, as we see here in the main image. For a good length of her career, she doesn't have the tail, she's a little sleeker. Tigra has... cat-like senses, including empathy, strength, speed, and agility. Tigra is a capable and experienced hero and a notorious flirt. She's, in fact, very sex positive. How else would I know? Her tongue is rough like a cat's.
Oh, ew. How else would you know? Yeah.
That it happened on panel. She shows other cat behavior, like being afraid of water, craving meat, needing to be stroked, etc. Pictured jumping at the griffin, walking a tightrope, attacking claws out, doing a somersault onto a beach, and using the amulet to make herself look human.
The amulet is part of the bikini. That's kind of cute.
Yeah, but if she removes the amulet, does the bikini fall apart?
Tits out!
Woo!
Tits out.
Just positives. So at first I was like, oh, we've seen that person, and I thought it was Cheetah.
Right,
that's
Cheetah.
That's the wrong...
The wrong universe. Wrong also, universe, Cheetah is wearing a suit. With patterns on it. Tigra, that's very much her own pelt.
I like that she's furry. Yeah. Like, you can tell in the drawing that she's furry. Yeah.
If she was blue, she'd kind of look like the Avatar people. The wrong ones.
Oh.
To be clear.
Yeah, but she's only 5'10", though.
Yeah, she's obviously hot.
Yeah.
I mean, look at that.
she looks
so cool.
I think because we've seen Cheetah, my first reflex was to think that she was a villain. But the fact that she's a good person, like, hell yeah. I love that.
She's an Avenger.
Fun. Yeah, she sounds cool. And she can do, apparently, backflips on a beat.
As she becomes a cat, she has no spine. She has no bones.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
She's just, like,
liquid
cat.
Oh, so right.
Do you think she, like, curls up into, like, weird objects?
Yes.
Nice!
Is there like a panel where there's like a box and she sits in it?
I don't remember that though.
I think so.
Oh, and there must be.
I think so. I think it's like every part of a cat that's like funny or like cute, she does.
Do you think she does good loaf positions?
Yes.
Like look at that cat now loafing.
Yeah, imagine her now.
Yeah.
I think she'd be a perfect loaf. 10 out of 10.
I like she has long hair. It's very pretty.
Yes. Ooh. One thing... It's very small. I wish she had ears.
Oh,
ears, like little rounded ears. I just think it'd be really cute.
Like, even if it was just part of the costume, it would be kind of fun.
Mm. Like, I like the tail, I like the nails, the claws, I mean.
Yeah. You do get that with the cheetah.
Yeah. I think it would be weird, though, because what would that mean for human ears? Like, would they disappear?
I don't know. There's hair. It's not my issue.
Yeah, we don't see him anyways. Fair. It could be gone.
So this is what she looks like with the black hair normally, or?
Yeah, this is Greer before she became Tigra. I think it's a transformation back, but also she never does that.
Oh, okay.
That's very rare. She prefers to be Tigra.
Okay. Oh, that's cool. Cat power.
I respect it. I also love that she has, like, fangs.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Oh, the back scratch.
And I love that she has green eyes. Like you see in this picture, they're
very green.
Oh, yeah.
I feel the printer was like, we must add more green.
It is a very tiny bikini.
I mean, yes.
It's very low rise, like 2001 kind of low rise.
Like the top, I see that at the beach. But low rise always shocks me.
What are we afraid to show here?
Pubes.
Yeah.
That's already furry.
Oh,
so.
No. Okay. I thought you were talking about me personally. Yes.
For her, I mean, for Tigra.
Not an issue. That's true.
So you think, like, because you said that she has, like, the urge to get, like, pets and all of that, like, mm-hmm. like a cat.
Like me.
Like, do you think, like, if someone dares touch her belly, she would attack? Like, is this a trap?
It is a trap.
Oh,
it's not a trap, because I know a lot of cats don't like their belly scratch, but my cats do, so I always find it weird when they're like, it's a trap. I'm like, depends with who.
Oh, yeah, it depends.
With what cat? Mm-hmm.
I think she'd just, like, lounge somewhere, like, on a ray of sunlight. Aww. And then move with it.
Yeah. Truly, that feels good to me.
So oh, yeah.
I can only imagine.
I used to do that at university. I'm not a cat. I was just a very sad student that took a nap in the afternoon. One thing about the bikini. I love the amulet. The teeth, I feel that would be uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, I wish you had, like, maybe armbands or even a thigh. Like
oh,
a,
yeah.
Like a, what are they called? The wedding thingies.
Garters.
A garter of teeth. The fangs would look so cool on her.
But yeah, there's no way that's comfortable. You're going to get stabbed oh, yeah. constantly.
Oh, yeah. You bend over. You're just like,
ow.
Getting bitten, basically.
Tigra, hot or not?
It's such an easy hot.
Yeah, she's definitely hot.
She's a cat.
No, definitely 100% hot.
And cool, which is not a combo that we usually get.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, she's because there's the obvious, like, oh, my God, this person looks hot, but, like, kind of dull. This is great. This is all very great.
Do you think all her hobbies would be, like, cat-like? Like knitting?
Oh, what are cat hobbies? I'm trying to think of a cat hobby.
Making bread.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what else for right now.
Napping.
Playing catch.
Casual drugs.
Casual drugs.
Catnip.
Yeah, oh, yeah. God. Does she sit at windows and, like, chirp?
Random spur of zooms. No, you, at her size, though, imagine when she gets the zoomies in their house.
Oh, I kind of want to be her friend now.
I guess she might be nocturnal, too. Mm-hmm. Like, she's probably not a morning person.
Or here she is, because cats aren't actually nocturnal.
They're like they're dusk and dawn.
Dusk yeah. and dawn.
You're right.
But I love the thought that she's a roommate, and all of a sudden, in the middle of the night,
just running, full speed running around the apartment.
Pussycat, I've got flowers and lots of hours to spend with you. So go and powder your cute little pussycat nose. Pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do.
The Tinkerer. A mysterious supplier of exotic weaponry and technology for the criminal underworld, the Tinkerer was already well established when Spider-Man began his career. He works out of the Tinkerer Repair Shop and employs stuntmen and special effects artists to infiltrate organizations and blackmail officials, a scheme stopped by Spidey, but the Tinkerer has since refused to commit crimes directly. He just uses his invention skills to create or repair super weapons for supervillains, and because he does all the work himself, he's cheaper than some of the more corporate big bads of the Marvel Universe. The Tinkerer is obsessed with tech. He does nothing else, and has nothing else in his life.
Oh, Jesus.
Pictured using a ray gun on Spider-Man.
Wow.
Oh, gosh.
Well,
he's in one of the movies.
Which one?
The first.
The first,
yeah.
Tom Holland Spider-Man?
Yes.
He's giving weapons to, like, the Shocker.
Yeah. He's not an important role.
But no. It's just like you see a guy sell. He's not an old man.
No,
like
he's not.
But you see a guy sell weapons to,
Donald Glover,
who's playing the Prowler, and then whoever's the Shocker in that. Yeah.
We do like someone with a hobby. But this sounds more like an obsession.
I don't think I could be with someone who has an obsession with tech.
What if he's a 90-year-old?
Well,
that's impressive.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, you're right.
I'll give him that.
Yeah. Like, to keep up?
Yes, it's impressive that he's keeping up to date with that. But I just don't think I could be with someone who loves tech.
You know what?
just like it's just like tech people have such a bad reputation now,
and especially in this, something different. And especially in this day and age, like with the AI, because a tech bro today would probably be more like AI focused.
Yeah,
I just don't think I could listen.
Less ray gun focused.
Yeah.
But then again, this is the same guys make
AI
robots.
AI ray guns.
They make robots. They, you know. But, they,
yeah, true.
They want to put trash in space.
But I was gonna say they all want to go to space.
I'll say whatever he's holding, I first registered as a tattoo gun.
It does.
I was like, hell yeah, okay. I'm on board. I want to get tattooed by this old man.
Is it not a tattoo gun?
No, it's probably not.
It's probably a tool to
weld or something.
I was like, it's a ray gun, probably.
Unfortunately for Shotgun, we're very far from the tattoo-related character. Geez.
There's one?
And it's not named.
We're very tattoo. Far from it. No, it's in the other.
Oh, okay.
It's in the other book.
It's in the other book, and it's in the tease. Oh, damn it!
Oh no. I do prefer that sort of like clock builder kind of approach.
Yeah.
To tech.
Yeah, I think that's. Yeah.
And I do like that more. I think that's funner.
I just wish she was like making clocks.
Yeah. Would you consider making clocks?
Also, I love the word tinker.
Mm-hmm. It's a good word.
That's a cool word. Like, I like the idea of tinkering.
Yes, it
stuff.
Is.
There's worse things to say, but to pronounce as a French Canadian.
I'm not even attempting because I know.
Tinkerer?
No, stop.
Tinkerer.
It's not going to come out right.
I like it that he named his store the nickname that he has.
I mean, truly, even if you were to get caught, who's going to be like, let's arrest this old man who has a private business.
Yeah.
You know, probably not.
He's a business owner in this community.
No, and at the end of the day, it's not the person that sells the gun that's the problem. It's the person that uses it.
I don't know.
I think everyone can be somewhat for blame.
I mean, but in reality, are they blamed?
They're not.
No.
No.
But what kind of stuff
so
does he make?
So you think he's protected by the Second Amendment?
To be fair.
Protects ray guns?
He's clearly using them too.
Yeah, no, that's just,
For Spidey.
Yeah.
Well, he stopped using them after this.
Okay.
He learned his lesson.
Was he like, okay, sorry, Spider-Man?
No, more like...
He got arrested?
I'm sorry I got caught.
Yeah. I can't fight against him, but I will help other fights against him.
So no redemption.
What kind of stuff did he do? Is it like James Bond-ass stuff? Or?
Well, I think we mentioned the Shocker. Well, it'd be like something like that. Like he would be repairing or even making those weapons that you see supervillains use.
And what if I don't remember that part of the film? What?
Well, it doesn't matter about the film, but I mean, if you get, you know...
It's just like gadgets and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, gadgets. Okay. All those supervillains or wannabe supervillains.
Yeah, he's the
Who have
Q.
like a freeze gun or a zap gun or...
So he's the Q.
He's the Q of the underworld.
Why did he become evil?
It's not evil. It's just a capitalist, which is evil.
Yeah, that's a fair.
Okay, fine.
So that's the people buying the gadgets. If the good people bought the gadgets... He would be selling them to both.
Yeah.
He looks very small.
He's small?
He's my height.
He's 5'8". Like,
really?
But looking at the picture, it doesn't look like
he looks like 5'2".
Yeah,
it looks like a tiny little man.
Yeah.
I bet this shop is cool looking.
Oh.
Is there, like, a lot of stuff in it?
Oh, there must be.
All I can remember, if I remember anything, is, like, there's a lab in the back, but it looks like a normal storefront.
No. Yeah, okay. I would believe that.
It's a front.
And I think that kind of makes sense. I wonder what his front is. Like,
what is he
selling
makes...
to the public?
For me, the front...
Is it clocks?
Watch your bear.
My thought was it's a mix between Howl's Moving Castle looking,
okay.
and Geppetto's workshop.
Mm.
Oh. Okay.
And, like, technology, metal, but clocks, wooden things comes together.
Steampunk.
A bit more magical, less punk.
Okay. Yeah, he like
more
he
magic, said, less punk.
Customized remote controlled mechanical toys is one of the things he's making.
Ah.
So it's kind of cool.
Oh, okay.
That's nice.
It could be like a toy, like a vintage toy shop.
Okay,
when
so
you get
now
into
he's the alternative to Justin Hammer.
Good.
So, I don't like Justin Hammer.
So now with the toys, now I'm thinking Santa Claus Workshop in Klaus. Also magical. I was right.
Josie just wants magic, okay?
Can
he deliver magic in this world?
I don't think we have
Bogus
any,
Alien is what he can
not
deliver.
Sure we have magic characters in this particular batch.
What's his vibe? Like you enter the shop, what's his vibe? Is he like, get the fuck out of my shop?
In my mind, mind. As magical
you're
as his shop.
You're not a baddie.
No. As magical as his shop is, there's multiple signs of if you break it, you pay for it.
Oh, no, yeah. Cool.
Which,
like, Wayne, is he like, grumpy. Oh, come on, no. Come in. Or is it like, get out.
He's a grumpy man.
Buy something or get out.
I think yes. He's grumpy and he's like reading a book and not paying attention to you.
That's no, the vibe I he get. Has little glasses that like, yeah, the eyes
he,
big.
He looks...
No, he's working on something and he's like, get the fuck out of my shop. And then pulls a gun.
The face does not look like someone who would be whimsical and nice.
No, no.
He kind of looks like the character in the BFG. The old guy.
Yeah.
I like the outfit.
It's a good outfit. Like,
I
saw that.
Outfit.
Yeah, I saw that. And I'm like, oh yeah, Nat would wear that.
I would wear the outfit.
I like the blazer. It looks like very English and proper.
Because it looks professional, like a business person, but comfy.
Yeah. Which is nice.
Kind of vintagey. I like it.
And I do like the Eugene Levy eyebrows.
Yeah.
So is the Tinkerer hot or not?
I don't know.
Yeah, this one's tough.
I'm confused by the age as well. It's like it's the same concept of like, I don't want to hot a child, and I don't want to hot a...
Oh, I would hot an old person that's hot.
I don't think he's hot, but I am going to hot it, I think.
Yes.
I think I'm going to like it.
I agree with that. I think he's just a delightful man. He's the kind of guy where I would be very cheerful, and he'd be like, fuck you. And I'd be like, oh, that guy.
Yeah, I feel lukewarm about it, but I feel definitely more positive than negative.
I think he would hate me. I don't like that.
Yeah, I'd be like, stop with your magic bullshit.
Yeah, magic. Josie walks in, can you make some magic things? And he's like, oh.
This guy is really giving like an old Italian-American New Yorker.
Yes.
Greek. Or Greek. Yeah. Maybe, yes. Yeah.
No time for our bullshit.
The missus came out to the door and she asked me to come in. Said, you're welcome, jolly tinker, and I hope you brought your tin.
How well indeed I did, don't you know I did. Tell me right, Valora laddie, well indeed I did.
Oh. We're looking at Titan, Saturn's famous moon.
Oh, of course.
You don't know your moons?
I don't know my moons.
I do.
I know some.
I know my moon.
I know some. Look,
if you gotta know every moon you come across.
Titan is the most famous moon. Mm. Yeah. In the DC universe, it's where Saturn Girl and her race of telepaths come from. In the Marvel universe, it's home to a branch of the Eternals that includes Star Fox and Thanos. Oh. The colony lives under the surface and was founded 750,000 years ago after a civil war. The other factions stayed on Earth and have had a lot of entries in Ohatmu, we find a mirror of these events in the replacement of the Titans by the Greek gods in mythology. So today, Titan's life support is run by a giant computer called Isaac, leaving the Eternals free to spend their time in tranquil meditation. Thanos was born a mutant who instead wanted to focus on death and destruction, and he caused his world to go from a population of 35,000 to a mere 100. The cutaway shows the moon's center, and I'm guessing they forgot to put arrows pointing to the various things listed all around the graphic.
That's a lot for a moon.
Yeah, but also, like, what would they point at? Like, well, the little yellow and...
Yeah.
Well, the little red thing is a Tory gate. The little yellow thing is an IUD. And the middle is a boob.
It's just like, oh, look at all these nice locations. And you're like, Temple of Eugenics? What do you mean?
Well, don't you have that around your block?
Everywhere. Like, there's Temple of Art, and then there's Temple of Eugenics, like...
To Saturn? Like, it's just like, this is the direction to go to Saturn.
No, but there's still no arrow, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Lost Nature Preserve. I'm happy they're doing something for that.
Oh, there's an Eternity Tree.
A Temple of War. My favorite. A large storage chamber. Okay, like, you know, it's...
I don't like this moon.
No. I like the moon. I like the moon Titan. I don't like this version of
they
it.
They imported like an it. Ocean?
Yeah.
As you do.
But yeah, it's comet water. It's great.
They imported an ocean.
Yeah, that's your classic terraforming. You take a comet, you melt it down, you use it for water. That's how you create oceans on Mars.
Well, there you go.
I don't think we should be doing shit like that.
No. It worked on Sim Earth. It was like a sim game, The Sims. So it was a sim game, Sim City. But it was like you had to terraform a planet and you just shot it with comets to get water.
Wow.
That being said, like, I know we just went around the moon and all that stuff. I'm like, do we have to? Earth is fine.
Is it?
It's dying, but like,
okay, the thing is, no, you're right. Earth was fine.
Yes. Earth is fine.
Earth must be fixed.
But like, we won't find a fix on the fucking moon.
No, but it's cool.
That's not what it, that's about.
I'm cool with going to the moon. I feel like we all kind of needed that. I feel like it got it made me feel good to go on the moon.
It had the same function that Apollo 8 had in 1968, which was one of the worst years on record. They sent people around the moon at Christmas, and it's just things got better.
Yeah, it feels nice. It feels like it was a needed reset. And Project Hail Mary was on at the same time, and it was just nice, man. Yeah. I like the moon. I don't like this.
No.
It's just weird ass curling.
It's a spaceship.
Yeah, you're right. It does look like a curling thing.
Oh, yeah.
Curling stone?
The dark thing. The target.
Yeah. Yeah. It does.
The house or whatever it is.
Is that what it's called?
It does have...
You're the curling expert.
No, I'm not. I just played once.
You played more than we did.
Yeah. Around this table.
I destroyed myself playing curling once. But yeah, because I saw a target like for archery. So yeah.
That makes sense.
But the Tory gates and the IUDs, terrific. All around. Love it.
It does have an ocean tidal bulge.
Where?
I would point to it, but there's also no arrows.
For once, something has a bulge.
I know, but like, there's nothing to look at.
Who knew?
Yeah. So are you going to say Titan not?
Yeah. I'm nodding this. Yeah. Because it's just boring. Making me a little sad.
Yeah. It's boring.
I don't like the vibe of these people. I'm sure Titan is fine. The people that live there, not I don't know, man. Dodgy. Yeah,
it's just like, what a bummer, man. It's a moon. Let's have fun.
Yeah, like, we've reviewed locations before that were a lot more elaborate and a lot more fun to look at than this.
Yeah.
A moon is no place for war. Okay.
It's for bowling.
Stars.
Space bowling?
Space bowling? No, that's complicated.
Moon should be peace.
Well, they are in, what was it, quiet contemplation. That's just Thanos.
So you're Thanos
is
me?
Bad. I don't know if you've seen any of the movies.
Yes,
Thanos is bad.
So are you telling me they did not have a eugenics temple before Thanos?
Well, they're all genetically engineered beings as per the Eternals movie. That one I know you won't remember.
And they needed a eugenics room for...
To remember? Eugenics? Or to do?
I agree that it's not a good word.
To do eugenics.
Just no.
So Titan, not.
Yeah, no. I love it.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars.
Titania. Oh. Or as I called her when I was a kid, Titania. It could be Titania because she's super tough, like titanium, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Mary McFerrin was born prematurely in Denver, Colorado, and grew up short, scrawny, and bullied. The mean girls called her Skeeter, which is slang for mosquito. Resentful, she dreams of having superpowers so she can take revenge. She gets her chance when Dr. Doom offers her and her best friend powers. Her friend will be Volcana, who we've discussed her before because she was Molecule Man's girlfriend, but her entry is, of course, later. And Mary becomes the super strong 6'6" Titania, or Titania, on the same level as She-Hulk, who would eventually become her frenemy. She would also later date Absorbing Man from our very first episode. Titania is a thug whose first impulse is always to use strength and violence, essentially getting back at the world that hurt her. Pictured lifting a police car.
We have an episode like full of like bumps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I don't like that.
Is it supposed to be like bolts?
Yeah, like big like spikes.
Is she like, I don't know, like...
That's a lot of miming for a radio show.
Is she like shoving her arm in people's face? Yeah. Is this how she fights?
Yeah,
like,
violence.
I think it would hurt.
Because if like she's not punching clearly, because the spikes would be on her like fist.
Ah, but well, you can do like the side arm like.
Yeah.
Also a mime.
Yeah, exactly.
Like imagine having that in your ribs or in your eye.
Yeah, that hurts.
Yeah, you know, a good clothesline.
Yeah, exactly. Now we're just scripting.
There you go.
She is giving, I do wrestling.
Oh, yes, yeah, it's the mask.
The belt.
It's the mask. Oh, the belt.
Yeah.
I saw the belt before the mask. And I was like,
wrestler chic.
Remove the mask and I think I'm very on board.
I wish it wasn't a whole mask. Like, I wish it was just on the eyes. I don't like that it's under her chin, too.
Mm. I mean, neither. It makes her hair look really, like, 80s.
Yeah.
Which is
I'm sure is what was happening. Yeah. But it makes it even look more 80s. I don't understand the boob situation. Is it...
She's got two.
Aha! All right.
Yeah.
Is it just that it's being, like...
Yeah, they're spread, I guess.
Are they spread?
It's hard to see because on her left side, it's really dark.
I think they're very squished and supported, but slightly separated.
But you can almost tell that the nipples are right there.
Yeah.
The way that the, like...
Shadows
are done.
They look squished to me.
Mm. A little bit.
I mean, for them to stay in place, they would have to.
Although, she's also super tough, so probably doesn't even need support.
Oh, they're probably like, oh.
They're probably like rock hard.
No.
Like I'm jealous, but no, I'm not.
No, you want them to be squishy.
Is her body, like her actual body, that
I mean, solid? It can resist bullets and stuff.
Holy shit.
Wow. It doesn't like move like a normal body? Is it squishy?
Yeah, no, it's like a normal body. I mean, I don't know how invulnerability really works.
Okay.
Would there be give? I guess there would be give. Or you can never have, like Superman couldn't have a secret identity or even move, yeah.
Yeah, but that would be nice, though, just if it's, like, firm. Because, like, because of the outfit and because, like, obviously she must be moving, there's no fear of it slipping out.
Yeah.
And when she runs, it doesn't bounce. That'd be nice.
Oh yeah, that's a win.
that is a win.
Going downstairs free. Oh, what a life.
That's nice thighs.
Thighs, you said?
Thighs.
Thighs. Yes, it's very powerful thighs.
Oh, yeah. She has a really nice shape.
She can crush watermelons. Mm. And faces.
And watermelon faces. I guess.
Can he absorb... What does he do again?
But he turns into whatever material he touches.
So he becomes like...
Titanium.
Titanium coated.
When he touches her?
Yeah.
She can choose to do it.
Okay.
So I don't know that. Plus, I'm surprised. I mean, for characters who are villainous and violent like Absorbing Man and Titania, that they got together in the 80s and they're still shown to be together.
Oh, that's cool.
That's pretty good.
That's so great.
They're also both in She-Hulk's Fight Club. So that means they're sort of less criminal than they used to be, maybe?
Okay.
The TV show, the She-Hulk TV show had Titania in it, but she was like an influencer.
Oh, yeah! I didn't remember that. She was in the same color scheme, but she didn't
look... Yeah, it was a similar color scheme, but a very different character.
And not bucket boots that are very high thing.
Oh, yeah.
It's weird to see a bucket boot that's knee-high.
They just look like good stripper heels, honestly. Yeah,
they're giant.
I feel like I would drop crumbs in them and it would ruin my day.
100%.
Oh, yeah. Like, because there's nothing to do except take them off and try to figure that out.
Yeah.
Ew.
No, you want it to be skin tight, not like that.
The position she's in right now in the main picture, she looks like she's about to like yell at someone.
Yes.
She looks like really angry.
But also it looks like a bad type of like tantrum because of the like arms. It looks almost like a kid. Like somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah, I wish the arms were placed differently.
Well, it's very unnatural to be like that.
Yeah.
Facing out.
Yeah.
Is Titania hot or not?
Yeah, I mean, I physically she's hot.
Is this the problem you were talking about earlier?
Well,
not cool?
You didn't... No, I think she's kind of cool, because, like... But it depends, like...
She feels bitter.
There's,
like, a bitterness there, which I think would be really hard to interact with.
I do understand, like, I don't, you know, being bullied and then having resentment because of that. But if you target that animosity towards someone else, what's the point?
Yeah,
I don't think this is a good lesson.
She's like, obviously, she has some issues that she needs to work through.
Mm-hmm.
She's not necessarily mentally healthy.
Like, I think it's to the point where it's like, she would have no other hobbies and no other passion. She'd be so...
Fight Club!
Yay!
Yeah, I guess.
But people can't talk about that.
Yeah, like, I don't know.
Yeah, so therapy would be needed, but also...
And maybe,
yeah, pretty cool.
So is she always like that? Or can she revert back to...
No, there's no reversion.
Okay, so this Skeeter part of her is gone.
They still call her that.
Why?
Oh, that's not cool.
They're asking for trouble then.
Yes.
Though, I mean, between friends.
Okay.
She's reclaimed it.
Okay, that's nice.
I'm gonna hot her. Okay. I'm not obsessed, though.
Yeah.
I will say. But I like it more than I don't.
As far as villain goes, she's not a Nazi, so you know.
Yeah, that's a plus.
Yeah, she could that. She could be way worse. So no, yeah, I'm going to haunt her.
Yeah, I think so.
Let's go to therapy, get you a calming hobby.
And I can only imagine that she has a good butt.
Oh, but she has to.
She's that woman that gets to the gym, goes on the Stairmaster, and is there for like 20 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And
buns of steel.
And
or titanium.
But leaves without a sweat, and it's like, see you later, girls. And I'm like, in sweat, crying, and being like, okay, bye.
Not good, because she's obviously gorgeous.
Forsooth, the bouncing Amazon, your buskined mistress and your warrior love.
How canst thou thus for shame, Titania, glance at my credit with Hippolyta, knowing I know thy love to Theseus?
These are the forgeries of jealousy.
The Titanium Man.
Is it her brother?
Boris Bulsky was a high-level Soviet official who was too ambitious for his own good and was sent to oversee an obscure work camp in Siberia. So he did the normal revenge thing. He had scientists make him some power armor so he could defeat Iron Man and show them all! These scientists were no Tony Stark and lacked his expertise in miniaturization. Boris was a big intimidating dude too, so the Titanium Man armor is over 9 feet tall.
Whoa. Oh jeez.
Hell, Boris is over 7 feet without it.
Oh jeez. No.
Although that's because he had some mystery treatments. He's been trying to beat Iron Man ever since, usually working out of Vietnam since he's persona non grata in the USSR. Other people have worn the armor since his presumed death. Think of his capacities as basically Iron Man's, but physically stronger. Despite his falling out with Russia, Boris is still completely devoted to the Soviet Union and communist ideology.
Mm-hmm.
Pictured blasting from his hands, lifting Iron Man and a bus, slamming two cop cars into the ground, and then there's a diagram of his armor.
With arrows this time?
With arrows.
Yeah, and you can see that the 2 feet are
not
in the 2 feet.
Oh!
And they're not really connected.
Oh, that's so weird. I love it when they build a robot and they do like a little skirt.
Yeah.
It's like a gladiator.
Yeah, it's just like...
Yeah, you need to hide the robot's penis.
Just a little bit of modesty.
They're like, look, we didn't want to mold a penis. Let's give it a skirt.
Yeah. It's just such a nice little flourish. It feels so human. Like a machine would never be like, let's build a skirt.
Yeah. I like the little spike under the footsies. Probably like...
Oh!
Is like it because like snow?
Ice?
What is it called in English? The crampon, whatever that is.
Grapplers?
Crampons?
I'll have to Google it!
Cleats.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, for sports, yes.
Soccer cleats.
Yeah, it's like soccer cleats.
I do like his little face, though.
Weirdly, I think this is charming.
Because of the funny grips. Face.
Ice grips.
Oh, boring.
Grips.
Yeah. French for the win.
I like the face. And I like the color. Like, I think it's a pretty green.
I was going to say, are you going to tell us that this green is actually gray instead?
I love that when he smashes the cop cars, it looks like he's smiling.
Oh, it does.
So, yeah.
But for me, when I saw the green, part of me was like, oh, was he made out of copper and he's just very old? And
oh, yeah. Oxidized.
Green,
yeah.
I like.
Oh, that's so
the
nice.
The Statue of Liberty.
I love it. I really love the fact that the legs and the arms are longer than his actual body.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love that. That's so funny.
Yeah, his foot is at the knee.
That kind of bothers me in a weird way. Like, I don't know.
It would feel like, I don't know how you move around.
There's probably like a connection to the foot that moves the feet part. So when you move your foot, but you'd have to like actually walk in the suit.
Titanium spice, guys.
Oh, all this time was there.
Yeah, it was right there. If only we would have looked at the
diagram,
yeah.
I think part of the reason I like the suit is because there's detail, but it's also not crazy.
It just looks like normal armor.
Yeah.
It's to like, a certain extent.
It's just kind of nice.
It's like Robot Man. Like, it's not like too complicated.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like a dude that's a robot.
Do you think like when they had a hard time creating this Iron Man copy, he also...
I would say it's more of a Crimson Dynamo copy.
The
other Soviet...
Fair. fair, because I was going to say, like, oh, did you think that he went on a rampage and screamed something along the line of, Tony Stark did it with in a cave! But in Russian.
Yeah. And it's maybe because I'm reading it right now. Just a little bit of Fullmetal Alchemist.
Oh, yeah. There's a little, delicious. A little bit of Alphonse, yeah.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I need a stomach support mechanism.
Where's that?
In the stomach.
Wait, oh. I mean, is that just a...
Yeah, yeah. It's just
a girdle.
A girdle, thank you. Yeah. It's a girdle.
It's not supposed to help your digestion. No,
That does sound like a way someone would describe a girdle, but he's like a man. Not a girdle. It's a stomach support mechanism.
Yeah, totally.
It's not makeup. It's face enhancer.
Yeah, exactly.
So I suppose like there's an arrow pointing to the hand motion sensor because... Like, yeah. His hand is not in the glove, so you can see that there are things on his foot as well, but it's not pointed that there are sensors there that would
You do less move. Movement with your foot.
The foot actuator group.
It's more natural to move your hand when your hand is not where your hand is.
Yeah.
Than moving your foot when your foot is not where your foot is.
Mm. Yeah, I don't want to be mean, but my hand and foot are always where they need.
What do you mean?
Well, that's because
I don't know. Have you ever
fallen asleep in a weird position and then you can't feel your limb and then you like touch yourself and you're like ah?
I think when you extend your arm and you move your hand,
yeah, like it's there.
And yeah, then, but the hand is
the
there.
The robot hand would move the same.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, because his real hand is there, but the robot hand is there.
Okay.
But when you're walking, I think it's kind of strange that your like foot has not landed, but you would have landed.
Yeah, so I think it's kind of like you're using like a claw. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it makes more sense with the hand than the foot, because the foot is really disorienting.
You're always stumbling.
Yeah. It's so straight, and you have to move the foot, otherwise the foot doesn't land.
You would have to train.
And it's with the suit. You have, and all your balance is, I don't like it anymore. I like it less.
I love the little guy in the distance.
The 7-foot little guy.
Yeah, he looks so tiny.
And I do like that the knee is in the hip.
Do we know what he looks like outside? Can he get out of the suit?
Yeah.
Does he, like, do things?
Is he handsome?
Those guys pretty much into politics, I guess.
I don't know. Do you find him handsome?
No, but that's just a puppet-looking thing.
I don't know. Maybe he's really bald.
Maybe he is a puppet man. Seven-foot puppet man.
What? I can't remember any of his powers except this image where he shoots.
He's like Iron Man.
Okay, that's why I could.
He's just a lot stronger.
Can he fly too?
But right, clumsy.
Stronger. Is Iron Man like... Ugh.
There's a famous storyline called The Armor Wars, where Tony Stark discovers that somebody stole his computer chip that runs the suit. And that every suit out there has his tech in it.
Well, yeah.
So he decides to nerf everybody. Oof. So he goes up against each of these guys, one after the other.
Oh, wow.
To repossess his technologies. Like, well, you can rebuild your suit, but you can't use my stuff.
I mean,
I think he's got a machine to zap it or something.
Yeah, get a copyright.
I like the life support section of the text, like temperature, pressure, air supply duration. And then you're like, fuel, unknown. Armor safeties, fail safes. Unknown.
Oh, I hope there's...
Someone made a mistake there. You should always have a failsafe.
Yeah.
Unknown. It doesn't mean it doesn't have one.
It's known to...
It just means we don't know.
Yeah, it's known to someone.
Presumably, Titanium Man.
I don't know. Did he build it?
He didn't build it, but...
Yeah.
He would have been briefed.
I don't know.
Would he be briefed?
I don't know.
I use a lot of things that I don't know how it works.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, is the Titanium Man hot or not?
You know what? He stole something from Iron Man. Theft is not cool.
The scientist stole something from Iron Man.
Probably. Not cool.
There's always an evil biologist or something in the back just doing things.
This one's tough for me.
It's not for me. It's a no.
I kind of like him.
Because I thought that the conversation was very positive. So I'm surprised.
He's just a weird little guy. Look
at that. A gigantic 9-foot.
A weird giant man.
Yeah.
Like, I love the robot part and just like, evil's bad. I don't know.
Yeah, I think I'm hotting the suit.
Yes, yes.
I think the suit is cool.
I am separating the suit from the
artist.
Yeah.
I think the actual man is probably super annoying.
Oh, yeah. That guy sounds awful.
He's just like, completely devoted to Russia and stuff. It's just like, ooh, there's no way we have a lot of stuff in common.
No, I don't think we'd get along, but I like his suit.
No, you just like Iron Man.
Yes, I like Iron Man. And this is green Iron Man.
So. Yeah, but it's just not Iron. It's just titanium.
Tougher. Oof. Tougher yeah. than iron.
Fantastic.
Art credits: Tiger Shark by John Buscema, Tigra by Stan Drake, Tinkerer by Peter Poplaski, Titan by Elliot R. Brown, Titania by Mike Zeck, Titanium Man by Al Milgram.
Cheerscast, the podcast where everybody knows your name. Slide up to the bar alongside Ryan Daly and a rotating cast of guest hosts as they celebrate the long-running, award-winning television series, one hilarious episode at a time. New episodes of Cheerscast drop every Thursday, part of the Fire and Water Podcast Network.
Female back. Woo! Comments on episode 111, Thena, Thing, Thor, Thunder Riders, and Thundra.
Yeah, big one.
I'll start with Thena. She got no comments.
God, poor Thena.
It's okay. Quick,
invent a comment.
I think there's Eternal fatigue.
Oh,
okay.
At this point, right? Yeah. There's been so many Eternals, and there's just so much you can say about this grouping of characters. So the Thing. Dr. Ann says, regarding the story with me accidentally insulting the Thing... Your invention at the end. Yes, there is a big Boston-New York rivalry. Mm-hmm. I can see my trying to make a pun that would get me in trouble. Boy, the Jets suck as a football team. Things look pretty grim for them like you.
Yeah.
Chris Pine says, I love the wrestling costume. Not enough monsters wear tank tops. Mm. Sun's out, Rocky guns out, I say.
Nice. Yeah, and how do you draw nipples on that?
Martin Gray says, I don't understand, why would the Thing not have a thing?
Correct!
This indeed became a big thing in the comments. I guess everyone thinks the Thing is a thing except me.
It's a big thing, if you know what I mean.
There's a lot of things going on in the comments. Like Chris Franklin here says, I think the Thing is a thing. I always look at it that it was just too rocky and craggy to safely have intercourse with.
Yeah.
Same with new commenter Herb Small.
Hey.
Says, in all these years, I've never thought about the Thing not having a thing. In the decades, any fleeting thought I had about his sex life was just that Alicia had to get on top since the Thing weighed so much. Oh, I started to say because of his massive girth, but I caught myself. Still, Ben is a gentleman, and I'm sure he comes up with some way to keep Alicia satisfied. Who knows? Maybe his penis is the one part of him that didn't become rocky. After all, we've seen that Ben still has a regular-looking tongue.
Oh. Oh.
It isn't rocky.
That's true.
Wouldn't that be funny? Weird. Where he's like, oh no, I'm fully rock. And then he looks down and goes, well, could be worse.
Imagine if, like, if because everything else is hard, it cannot get hard.
Oh no. No.
Or it's constantly hard.
Oh no.
He says, so it is, the tongue isn't rocky. Make of that what you will. I'm sure Alicia has. And Nate the Great says, I'm pretty sure the Thing has all his parts. I think they said as much during Englehart's run on the team with the She-Thing, Ms. Marvel. They had like a relationship. I'm sure it wasn't conventional. However, he and Alicia seemed like they had a lot of fun too.
Well, that's nice.
Thor. Dr. Ann says, this was smack dab in the Simonson run. The bespectacled secret identity was funny. Simonson even had him run into people clearly coded as Clark and Lois in one episode. I agree the beard works on Thor here. The injury he suffers to his face from Hela is seared in my mind. She basically rips half his face off.
Ah,
Jesus.
But a beard fixes
it. Yeah, just grow a beard.
Yeah.
You know when it happens with your siblings.
Thunder Riders. Kevin from New Orleans says, every time y'all say Team America, all I think about is the movie Team America World Police.
Yeah.
Dr. Ant says, the Team America book was built around the mystery of who is the Marauder, as at times he used ropes like Cowboy or drove like Lobo, hinting it was one of them. So the reveal that it was, in a way, all of them made sense. I like the Team America book way more than I thought I would. I honestly never knew that they changed names. Chris Pine writes some fanfic for the group.
Nice.
He says, in my headcanon, the reason why the Hot Squad were not really vibing with this group and gave them a tepid hot was because they had their own competing secret French-Canadian motorcycle club. But instead of a thirst for justice, they just kind of read books and correct people on historical facts, or rescue cats, pick out nice boots for people, and make random dick jokes.
I mean,
motorcycle gangs from France are fascinated by them because the Hot Squad ride in a more casual way than the French.
I love this.
That's great.
Like, write this.
And then we get toy expert Chris Franklin. Says Team America, the toy line, actually replaced the Evel Knievel line. Ideal had a huge hit with the Evel Knievel stunt cycle and all the other bikes and accessories, but when the real Evel beat a salacious reporter with a baseball bat, Ideal dropped him hotter than a skyrocket cycle. A few years later, they revived the concept with Team America. I had a few of them from the line, including the standard stunt cycle and Lobo, here called, the toy was called Wolf, with the Dune buggy. They all came with Marvel Comics. Ideal even made a Captain America figure and cycle set. I coveted it for years, but I finally got the figure from it and a Marauder cycle to display him on, since both bikes use the same mold. Now, you know way more than you ever wanted to know about an obscure, short-lived toy line from way before most of the show's cast was born.
It's interesting, though. I like it.
As much as I love it, my brain will erase everything by today.
Okay, so Tundra is our last character here. Dr. Ench is the true winner of the set for me, one of my favorite characters in Marvel, and one of those characters that I fell in love with as a kid. The tough mindset, the use of the chain as a weapon, the lightning bolt hip huggers, the bucket boots swoon. Seeing her drawn by Brian Boland is phenomenal. Chris Bryan says, I loved that as Siskoid describes the alternate future Tundra is from, I could practically hear the girls nodding in approval. And Herb Small says, I've always thought she was hot. I shouldn't, though, because she only likes overly macho types, so she would probably crush a comic book nerd like me like a grape while insulting me in the process. I shouldn't like her, and now, thanks to the Hot Squad, I don't. Once the squad compared Tundra to Britney Spears, any hotness was over for me.
It's just the outfit.
All right, that's it. Before we go, we have to mention the Fire and Water Podcast Network Patreon page at patreon.com/upbleedpodcast. If you like our content, please think about making a one-time or monthly donation, the amount of which will allow you to unlock rewards like getting on our hot list and getting the girls to tell a little story about you. So, here we go. Simon-Pierre Desmarais and Monsieur Luc, our two Frenchies, go to the beach with Tiger Shark.
They go snorkeling and they find him, and then the Tiger Shark is kind of pissed off, but he lets them go.
No, I mean, and they kind of mock him, but then they get away because racing them in the water, almost catching up to them. But they never said that he was fast on land, so then they can actually escape because they're way faster than him.
But what if they're sitting like in a tube and he tugs the tube and they're just going really fast?
Oh, that would be nice, it would be very dangerous with the spikes.
Chris Pine teams up with Tigra.
I mean,
to what? Hang out?
They rescue cats.
Yeah, they rescue cats together.
Then open a cat cafe.
It actually starts with Chris Pine saving her because she's stuck in a tree.
Oh.
And then they have fun naming them.
Mike Dynas buys stuff from the Tinkerer.
And regrets it.
Zane Kroll.
No, that's the whole story.
Okay, fine. I was going to say something about like the Tinkerer not being annoyed by his presence at least, but no. What was it? Zane Kroll what?
Visits Titan.
And regrets it.
And draws a better map. Yeah. He actually takes pictures and sends us better information.
Dr. Ange gets on Titania's bad side.
Oh no.
He's in the hospital.
Yes. Indeed.
And regrets.
And Stan Hendricks is secretly the Titanium Man.
He really is? Oh no!
Is he still Russian?
Can he let
me? No, he's got the suit.
He's hot now.
Can he help me meet Tony Stark? That'd be
probably.
Cool. So just honestly, I would love to just meet Robert Downey Jr. as well if that's on the table.
I mean, like he owns the suit secretly, And then he was just like, that's a party trick. That's a great party trick, I think.
Yeah, it's like he has like a cool display case in his basement.
Oh, so it's basically like in that first Spider-Man movie where he's like, I know Spider-Man. And then he has to go wait for Spider-Man to come. Yeah, so that's, I know the Titaniums, man.
And yeah.
Then, he's right here.
And he can do it like a...
To be fair, that's what you do with Santa as well.
That's correct.
All right, well,
Titanium's man is Santa, confirmed.
Obviously, if you want to leave comments that are then read on the show, it's fireandwaterpodcast.com. And otherwise, we're done. Say goodnight, guys.
At night.
Bye.
All together.
We love you.
He seems to be really hung up on superhero sex organs.